Tracy, thanks for coming on the show this morning.
No worries.
So when I was growing up, healthy eating was my parents and teachers telling me to eat 2 fruit and 5 veggies a day. Do you think we really need an app that teaches kids to be concerned about weight at 6 years old?
So I guess it's a really interesting kind of, development. And using technology is something that we know actually lots of parents and families are really interested in, because I guess using technology like apps, but it also offers a range of other different options which can be of benefit to busy families. So I guess it's kind of one option that we can kind of think about, but interestingly with this particular app, it hasn't been tested on its own before. So that's kind of an issue for this particular app.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it does kind of sound like it's trying to attack healthy lifestyle. I mean, it's got those kind of points going for it, where we're talking about drinking water and going to bed on time. But the emphasis on calorie counting, do you think that could be an issue?
So I haven't been able to download the app, because currently it's only available in America.
Oh.
So what I can kind of see is that it has been, it's based on an app version called Curbo, and it uses sort of like a traffic light system that I guess is sort of familiar to some families in Australia, because often school canteens also have a traffic light kind of policy with the different types of foods that are available. So I guess it's, I haven't really seen the option of the calorie counting per se, but I know that you can select different goals by the child.
Mm. And you mentioned the traffic light system. Could you kind of explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, so the traffic light system, from what I understand in the Curbo app that we're talking about this morning, is that it really classifies different foods into different categories. So red meaning that these are kind of discretionary foods, so things like lollies, soft drinks, those types of things. It classifies them then as amber, so thinking about types of foods where you may need to watch your portion. And then green foods are the eat anytime type of food. So I guess though the traffic light system is something that's been around for a little while. So perhaps that's something that's not too new to some people. But with this particular app, I mean, apps are interesting in themselves, because we know that lots of families, including parents and children, have their own phones. So having an app that's available to download for families, I guess, creates a few issues, being that out of some people's control as to who's downloading those apps, which is, I guess, a particular concern for this particular app.
Mm. And looking at the traffic light system that we were just talking about, you know, we currently have like a 5-star rating system in our stores. Do you think that the traffic light system is better? And do you think we should encourage the government to implement this kind of system into our grocery stores?
So I think, you know, food selection guides are quite diverse. So we have kind of like the Health Star rating, but we also have the Australian Dietary Guidelines, and we have the Food Selection Guide called the Australian Guide to Healthy Eating, which looks a little bit more like a plate. So I guess lots of people are aware of these particular guidelines or these type of schemes, but sometimes it's making the comparison with their own diet. So we know in some research studies that we've done with families and parents and children is that lots of people know about these guidelines, but sometimes they aren't quite aware how far away from those guidelines they're actually consuming.
Mm. And, you know, I think obviously it's very important for children to learn about healthy eating and healthy eating habits. But a lot of health professionals and parents are concerned about the impact this app could have on children and teenagers, both mentally. Do you think that this app can kind of perpetuate body image issues and possibly disordered eating?
So the app is really, it's really interesting, because it is targeting kind of children, and they cover quite a diverse range. So as you mentioned, it can be younger children, but it can go all the way through to adolescence. So we're talking about a pretty vulnerable group of children across those ages, where like lots of body issues or dieting behaviours might start to be developed, but also might be trialled during that time period as well. So it is a particularly vulnerable group. And I guess thinking about what we were talking about before with an app, it could be that the parents downloading it for the child, which is an interesting issue, but it could also be children downloading it for themselves. And what we know about this age group is that supervision is really important. Mm. So, you know, we'd recommend regular monitoring. And so having an app like this out there, it doesn't allow for that constant supervision or monitoring that we know is very important when we're thinking about changing eating behaviours for this particular group.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I suppose with kids, it's a little bit easier to monitor. But when they hit adolescence, it can be really difficult to monitor someone's technological use. Do you think that perhaps it would be smarter to look at an app that that is targeted at the parents rather than the kids?
So it's again, that it's a really interesting age group. Like if we think of children, then, you know, when they're in primary school, parents are somewhat, like children are consuming a lot of food in the household. So they kind of can be aware of what kids are actually eating. But when you start to move into adolescence, into high school, children are consuming more and more foods outside the home. So I guess it's kind of an interesting kind of area with that, the children in mind, about who should be targeted and who should be the appropriate person to take, you know, responsibility.
And I mean, it does kind of come down to that, doesn't it? And so what advice would you have for parents that might be concerned about their child's health?
So the first thing probably to do would probably be to talk to your GP or find an accredited practicing dietitian to start talking about these, the issues or concerns that someone might have. And then you're able to get some personalised advice so that it can really be important and it can really be tailored to the individual family. Because I guess, you know, when we think about families, there's lots more parents who are in the workplace. So sometimes technology can be of value because, you know, not only in apps, but, you know, there's lots of technology like using telehealth and a whole bunch of different variety of options using technology that can be of benefit to some individuals.
Hey, Tracy, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us about this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much.